Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
03444991000. If you want to give us a call, we'd appreciate hearing from you. You can text us 87222, put talk at the beginning of your message, and it'll cost you 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us. That's either at Talk Radio, at Katie Podcrick, at Flippin' Caff, no G. Someone said, I think it's very cruel that people are taking the mickey out of Ian's misfortune, but I guess he does ask for it. Because I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but Ian called us because he'd woken up in America, where he'd gone at considerable expense to see the Monkees, to discover that the Monkees have cancelled the rest of their tour, including the concert he was supposed to be going to tomorrow. So
it could only happen to Ian, that's the thing.
So we've got a message here, tragic comics trip to America for American-based American thing in America and ends in American tragedy in America. Pretty good synopsis of what happened. Yeah. What else have we got here? Loads of texts. Thank you very much indeed. Graham's enjoying it. Graham's the guy who phoned us up earlier with the broken ankle.
Yes.
Time away.
And he was giving us topics, best times on our vacation, worst times on our holidays.
Yeah, where's your happy place?
Happy place, I confess, to my nudist colony of one. There, I'm not.
You seem re-energized today, though.
Well, actually, what it is the opposite of energy. I think I'm actually a little too mellow. I was a bit concerned I wasn't going to hold up my end here as your sidekick because I was a little blissed out. I have a big dose of sunshine and vitamin D, and then.
And you followed it up with some yoga.
I followed up with some yoga, some big hip openers. Anybody who does yoga knows that once you get into the hip openers, oh my goodness, you're letting that tension just seep away. Oh yeah, I was just a puddle of on my rubber mat.
You were very blissed out when we first met this evening.
I couldn't really formulate words and consonants were hard to come by.
Let's see if that's Paul's excuse. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? About time we had your own show, Kath.
Oh, thanks very much, Paul.
You know, I'll drink your bath water.
Oh, God. Oh. Let's not remind ourselves of that.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, you're talking about some music tonight.
I've just
tuned in. Have you ever heard of a drummer called George Purdy?
No, I haven't. Educate me, Paul.
Educate you. George Purdy created the 12/8 shuffle beat, which is all the basis of most massive pieces of music that have ever been created ever since.
Such as?
Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, James Brown.
He played with them all
and he created the 12/8 shuffle beat.
Oh, this is
George.
Bernard Purdy is what it's saying here on the Google.
It's Bernard Purdy.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get our facts straight.
The 12/8 shuffle beat. Yeah.
How does it go?
I can't rap that. I can't rhyme that. I can't do that.
You just tantalised us with a fact and not being able to back it up, Paul.
Well, but you can play. Just play anything with Bernard Purdy.
I'm going to find
it. He's even done such up-to-date stuff and recorded with a band called Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, yes. I'm aware of their work.
Which is so up-to-date as well.
Here's the Purdy Shuffle, apparently.
Yeah, here we go.
Sexy.
The basis of all dance music.
There you go. The Purdy Shuffle.
The Purdy Shuffle. His original name, I think he came from Chicago originally, or he moved to Chicago and worked with a jazz band originally. And his original nickname was called Bigfoot.
Because?
Because I don't know why he was called Bigfoot, but the Bernard Purdy shuffle 12-8 timing is the basis of everyday modern Michael Jackson. As I said,
yeah,
I could go on forever.
You could, but not now. Let's speak to Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
You're on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's your turn to speak, Lee.
Wait, am I on?
Yep.
Wait, on the mixer it says I'm not.
Oh, well, never mind. Let's leave it. 0344 499 1000. I mean, what do I have to do to convince you? I'm speaking to
the
you.
The mixer said...
The mixer said no.
The mixer said no. Computer said no.
My God. 0344 499 1000. Please, if you are going to ring us, be prepared to speak to us. I mean, it's only polite. You can tweet Talk Radio or at Flipping Kath or at Katie Puckrick, or you can text Talk on your message to 87222.
Can I talk about something that I just has struck a nerve?
I wish you would.
Okay. Apparently, there's a new crazy trend in America, and it might come here. So be prepared. Fake cops.
Sorry?
Fake cops.
With a P.
C-O-P.
Okay, yep.
Yes, cops. Men and women, all very diverse, black, white, straight, gay, all pretending to be police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So getting their hands on pretend badges, getting lights that they put in the grill of their car, putting some police radios in their car so they can keep abreast of crimes being committed, and perhaps purchasing firearms illegally.
What?
And then showing up at crime scenes and being large and in charge and pretending to be cops.
Wow.
That's a thing.
What's the point?
The point is they kind of like the flash and the glamour. But a lot of them have police records, these people who are pantomime police people.
Uh-huh.
So they can't actually qualify to be a police officer. In fact, they actively, in many cases, dislike police officers because they've been on the wrong end of the law. However, they like the trappings. So this is a thing that's happening. Oh, and there's also the other thing of people pretending to be Homeland Security ICE officers.
Right.
So with this new focus on people who are not like our neighbors being bad, there's a kind of a new enthusiasm for role playing. So live action role playing with a sinister twist.
Yeah. So what, they're barging into people's houses and threatening to deport them?
Yeah. Or and of course that's happening already with real ICE mm-hmm. officers. So there's now a thing that's happening in America right around borders, like even Canadian borders, where ICE are stopping American citizens on the road and demanding to see papers. Now,
my God,
we in America, don't know about you guys here, but we typically don't carry papers. That's just not a thing that happens. I mean, we might have a driver's license. So it's getting a little sinister. But the fake cops thing is just, it's funny. It's like a little, it is like role playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe you're a fan of Dungeons and Dragons or Game of Thrones or, you know, police officers.
God. But it's a way to get power.
Yeah.
And you're saying that they're getting firearms as well?
Yeah, they're getting... Well, I mean, that's not hard, as we know. That's,
well, yeah, exactly. But still.
In fact, there was a story recently about a woman who'd borrowed her boyfriend's car, and she had done a kind of Butterfingers thing on the dashboard, and she ended up flicking on a police siren and police lights, and she was like, what the hey? She didn't know what was going on, and a real police officer pulled over. What's going on here, lady? She had no idea. It turns out that her boyfriend, oh, she did explain. She said, well, my boyfriend's he's an undercover police officer, and then they ran a check on the license, on the car owner, the registration. No, he was not an undercover police officer. He's just another one of these pretend cops.
He'd even told her that.
Yeah, he told her that. So that was and then she was like, no, honest officer, he really is undercover. Like I'm probably blowing his cover by even sharing this with you.
Yeah.
But just a funny little thing.
Gosh.
That's another quirky thing about our American cousins.
But is that more evidence that people are trying to sort of seize power and trying to feel more powerful when they?
Well, Yeah, it's pretty irresistible if you think all you need to do is to dress a certain way. Yeah. And
like in this country, if you've got a fluorescent jacket, you could do whatever you want.
You know what I've noticed? I have kind of an instinctive, unconscious, subconscious reaction to a fluorescent jacket where I think, it's not that I think that is a person of authority, but I think, oh, well, that is a person who is doing a potentially dangerous job. Yeah. So it's like a laborer. I live near train tracks. Or, yeah. And so there's like people who are always working on the train tracks and stuff. And so I'll kind of note somebody wearing a fluorescent jacket and think, okay, you know, they're dodging trains or they're, you know, working with anvils or, you know, fighting with fire. I don't know what they're doing. And then it turns out it's a homeless person. So there's like a new thing. Yeah. So there's kind of a thing. I don't know if it's a trend. Don't want to be glib, but too late. I already have been. Sort of a thing going with homeless where they're wearing the fluorescent jackets as well. So I don't know if that's.
I wonder why.
Could just be, you know, an extra layer, keeping warm.
I've got a fluorescent jacket for riding my scooter. I haven't worn it yet because I don't tend to ride in the dark because I'm not that great on it. But that is a weird thing.
Yeah, so I've noticed that like
off-duty. They're not going to keep you warm.
Off-duty fluorescent. But the thing is that I notice that I have the reaction of like,
there's a man letting go about his business.
Yeah, he's on patrol or he's on the job, and I think he's really not on the job. Mm. He's panhandling.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Nice to hear from you. What do you want to say?
Sorry, first time caller, long time listener.
Well, I'm glad you're wrong.
It's great. I mean, I must admit. Oh, you know the thing, the cop thing in America.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they can't do that in this country because I think the cops. A friend of mine's a cop. But their radios are sort of coded.
Ah.
But yeah, because you can use scanners in America, can't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can like listen in. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody? I mean, there's stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
And people sort of they go to, you know, police sort of incidents because they can hear it on the. You know, I think it's an open air thing. There's no sort of, you know.
Yeah, but, no barrier.
Yeah, so anyone can do it. But yeah, I mean, that's a weird thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But people are weird. I think we've established that tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. the reason I called, is Ian back tomorrow or day after?
Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. Oh, okay, cool. I wondered how you, like, because obviously it's your first sort of stint as a. Like a host, is it a host? No, you're a host, aren't you?
Well,
and like with having like Katie on there, it's I wondered if it would almost be too much. But you guys are absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's a cracking listen.
Oh, that's wow! Great. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I obviously like Katie. I remember you from the Word and all that sort of stuff, and. The stuff I've heard you talk about before when you came on, like with the perfume and all that stuff, is great. When you explain all that stuff, you come across really well. I mean, I know you're a long term presenter as well yourself, but you girls are doing a cracking job.
Well, thanks very much. She's a woman with a great great grasp of language and how to manipulate it and paint pictures.
Totally.
And also,
you've got a great accent and you do a cracking job as well.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I'm going to blow a bit more smoke up your ass, Katie Podcrane.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
I feel like I've known you for ages. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, I haven't even questioned. I mean, we just kind of said hello to each other and then just kept rolling along without assessing or... wondering about it or without any preamble.
Yeah, glad we did. Yes. Sometimes you meet people like that, don't you? And you're lucky. I'm going to make sure I continue to stalk you and make sure that you come in whenever we can get you in.
Well, I'd love to be here.
It's great fun.
Stuck
if you want to join us, you can do that. 0344 499 1000. That's 0344 499 1000. But yeah, this whole thing about people posing as something they're not, it's just bizarre. I've got some stuff I wanted to talk to you about, like, thruples, or thruples, I'm guessing, is the way that
is
it's
it
pronounced.
Is it edible, thruples? It sounds delicious.
Well, for the people involved in it, it certainly is.
Uh-oh.
A trio of polyamorous lovers has regular threesomes and plan to marry and have children together.
How is
they
that?
They call themselves a thruple.
Okay, we've already covered that. I told you my friend's in a thruple.
Mm-hmm. This is two guys, one girl. And
two guys, one girl.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I know it's prurient of me, but you always want to know, like, who's zooming who, you know, what's being stuck in where. Yeah.
Do they avoid that? Do they avert their eyes at that?
But it's polyamorous, so they're all into everything.
It sounds like they're all loving each other all the time.
That's like,
I'm sure it's probably not as exciting as that once you're actually in a sort of domestic environment.
Well, all I can tell you, I can't tell you anything personally, but I did have occasion once to watch an early cut, an early edit of a documentary about swingers called Sex with Strangers.
Uh-huh.
Can't remember the name of the filmmakers, two brothers who had made a series of documentaries called Taxi Cab Confessions. And a friend of mine actually was the editor on this, and she invited, I guess they wanted people who worked in the industry to have a look at it and give them some feedback on mm-hmm. this final cut. And so she invited me along and some other friends. And so it was the premise was, we're just looking at swingers, and these are people who they might have their main relationship, but then they go cruising in recreational vehicles, recreational with a capital R, and they just park the vehicle outside a nightclub and bring people back. And so for the first, say the documentary is 90 minutes, for the first 20 minutes or so, all you care about is, how do they negotiate the sex? Like, how is it all happening? Like, you're kind of interested in the interpersonal aspect of it. Like, how are they making the approach? How are they cruising the people? And invariably, it's always like a man and a woman who are in the couple, but then they bring another woman back. It's usually that, although sometimes it's more of a like orgy situation with a bunch of people. And then the next thing you're wondering about is, okay, what is actually happening in the sack? Like, how do they, it's like square dancing, do-si-do and round yeah. and kick them in the butt and knock them down. And so you're trying to, it's like playing Twister or something. So then you get, then you're like, okay, I can see how that works, or people taking turns or something. And then it's boring. The rest of the whole documentary is really boring, because then you realize, oh, that's really the only thing that's interesting. And then the rest of the documentary, it wasn't that the doc was boring, it's that that lifestyle is very tedious, because, and it's actually quite toxic, because what it turns out to be is that there's always one person yeah. who really wants to have the sex with all the random people, and then the other person's like, well, whatever makes you happy, I yeah. kind of like our time together, but I guess I could do that other thing.
The documentaries I've seen about it, it always tends to be a wife who isn't as into it as the yeah. husband is, but kind of tolerates it, and at least she's involved.
Yeah, she's involved. She's not out of the picture. And the thing that was so grim about this documentary is that eventually the husband who was pushing for it did jettison the original wife and brought in the new, younger, you know, less trashed model.
So do you think it's Affairs for Cowards?
Affairs for Cowards. Yeah, trying to palm it off as, hey, one for all and all for one.
We're all into this. We're all sexy.
We're all into this. It was really the main guy in it. Actually, there were a few different guys, but it was a little sociopathic mm-hmm. because it was all about control and about a little brainwashing-y and a bit, you know, like, no, what's your problem? You're so uptight, and you really need to work on yourself, because this is what, you know, what I'm doing is the right thing.
Yeah. The one I saw, I've seen a few, because I do find it fascinating,
yeah,
that whole,
really,
the negotiation of the politics of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one guy, a kind of really, you could tell the wife wasn't into it at all, and she didn't feel as glamorous as the women that they're inviting to these sexy parties and stuff. And he sort of expected her to be involved, but at the same time, he wasn't willing to get involved with anything involving another fella. And I just right. thought, I think this might just be all on your terms, matey.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you say, it ends up being something quite toxic. I'm sure there are plenty of people that make it work, and they never feature in documentaries.
Right,
they
right.
look for the characters every time, don't they?
But, yes.
I just don't know. I just don't know how people manage. Well, no, they manage. I've seen the documentaries, yeah. but, you know.
But that was a funny thing. Oh, so I just looked it up. It's the Gantz brothers who made this documentary, Sex with Strangers, which, in fact, is very interesting. But the thing that was the most compelling was you realized it's ultimately quite depressing. Like, you go in thinking this is going to be rip, snorting, rollicking fun, and it might be quite sexy. It actually is quite soul-destroying yeah. to watch how cruel human beings can be to other human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. This one, this trio, Natalie Fink and first boyfriend Yannick Guare, is both 22. That's young to be involved in something that complicated, is my thought. But maybe that's just me being old. Decided to start dating other people in 2016 before meeting Michael Flam, 22. The thruple share a bed most nights and say they're inspired by German artist Max Ernst. Yeah, make it artistic.
Yeah.
Who lived in a polyamorous relationship. The men say they're heterosexual and never... We're not gay and never struggle with feelings of jealousy. Mm. Natty says, I've always known that I had to love and live my own way and not how society told me to.
Okay, I know this is not the headline part of the story, but Max Ernst, the famous surrealist, was not living in a relationship like that. I think he basically had a series of lovers, and he was with Peggy Guggenheim, who was supporting him. She was his sugar mama, but he also had other lovers, so I don't know. I'd like to see some facts and figures on that.
These guys did not get that memo, and I don't think they would have had time to read it anyway. They were very, very busy indeed.
They were. They were entering and exiting with great speed.
0344-499-1000 if you want to enter before the end of the show.
Before we exit.
15 minutes. 0344-499-1000. You're listening to Talk Radio with me, Catherine Boyle, and
me, Katie Puckrick.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech Radio with a difference. Talk Radio.
It's me and Katie Puckrick, actually, and completing this threesome, it's Simon in the New Forest.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Go on, Simon.
Right, this is a bit awkward, actually, but I thought I'd give it a go because of a word that Katie came out with earlier on. And the word that you came out with, Katie, was incel.
Mm-hmm.
And I read an article recently about incels or male incels. And I kind of am one. And it's difficult. It's really, really difficult because I'm finding that as the years go on, of which they are accumulating, I'm finding it easier to I'm finding it harder and harder to approach anybody because of obviously the implications nowadays of, especially with the work I do, I've got to be so careful with my license. I can't be accused of anything
because you're a taxi driver.
But you can't actually, especially in this line of work, approach anybody anymore.
No.
And that kind of compounds the problem. And I have social anxiety anyway, so I don't go out. My way of coping with life is to work, because that's my happy place. Because,
right.
You know. So it kind of keeps me locked in this prism of... I said prison with an M for mother rather than prison.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps me locked in this, although it's a very safe world, it's a very frustrating world. Mm-hmm. And it's got to the stage where, 'cause I've used a lot of dating sites in the past Sorry, this is actually quite difficult to talk about. Normally I'm up for the crack, but, you know, seeing as it's come up.
Yes.
And it's got to the stage where, this is going to sound quite harsh, I suppose, but it's got to the stage where I now view myself as so hideous and horrendous to look at because I use a lot of dating sites, and although at the very beginning I was getting a few responses, I don't anymore. And having done this job for 12 years, and a lot of people think that being a taxi driver, you must get it on a plate all the time and everything, and it doesn't happen. At least it doesn't happen to me. And it's got to the stage where I actually consider myself an incel, and that's like a label that I'm able to give myself because it makes me feel like I'm part of something. How strange is that? That's really strange.
Yeah.
But you know, so it's like I'm an incel. I am an incel. And all right, I mean, a lot of it, with what I've read, they sort of, incels can sort of come together in groups or like packs where they actually hate women so much that they try and troll them or whatever because it makes them feel better about themselves because it's like they feel...
That's what I was going to say to you, that label has a connotation now that involves a decent amount of misogyny.
Yeah, which is totally wrong. And I'm not in that camp.
No.
But I get it. I get why that would happen to someone because, like, for me, the way I feel about myself, for me to feel that, there has to have been a cause. And that obviously would be... a lesser intelligent person maybe would actually jump to that cause and that would become the catalyst of the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're looking for a reason or you're looking for something that would have triggered a situation.
And also, I think there's the urge to hand it over and say, it's not my fault. It's something that society is pitching against me. There's an unfairness there that I'm fighting against and I can't win.
Yeah, it's not my fault, it's your fault type thing.
You don't sound like an incel to me. The incel thing is kind of a political movement, isn't it?
Well, I'm just looking at it from the point of view of the literal words.
Well, you're single and you don't like it.
I
would take the incel thing out of it because it's, you know...
It's definitely a loaded word now, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's a new word to me. I'd never, up until a couple of weeks ago, I'd never become aware of it.
Yes.
And the only time I've ever... is when I read that article, and it's because I heard Katie say it, and I thought... But
she kind of uses it in an arch way, though, don't you?
Well,
Katie?
I mean, I was sort of playing with it because I was referring to the literal incels, you know, talking about this quasi, if not literally, misogynist movement. But also, I was referring to myself as involuntarily celibate because I'm single and not happy about it. And certainly, I do put myself out there in terms of asking guys out, and it just seems like there isn't anybody available. I don't know if I'm at a certain age where people are already coupled up or married. Or
I think people assume with you that you're sorted out because you're so confident, you go places on your own.
Yeah,
you seem to have it all.
Well, I do definitely go places on my own, and I am confident and I'm happy to be on my own to a certain extent. But when I do, you know, make an approach to people who I... This is not, like, unlike you, I haven't had the nerve to go online yet because I feel like that's too scary. But I might be doing that next. But I'm sort of, I haven't reached the point that you're discussing where you're turning it on yourself, which is a shame because, you seem like, you know, you have a good will and you really want to connect with somebody. I mean, that's a genuine human need.
Definitely. But the thing is as well, it's like I can talk the talk. I can talk the talk very, very well.
Yeah.
But it's like I can't walk the walk. And because time now, it's been... 8-9 years since my last relationship, and I never really had a lot of luck with the ladies anyway, as it was. But it's got to the stage now where even if somebody was chatting me up, I would automatically, my go-to response inside would be, you're taking the piss out of me.
Right. I used to have a friend like that. I used to have a friend like that. She pushed every bloke away who was interested because she said that they can't possibly mean it. You know, she just assumed it. And that's something you need to work on with yourself. And I know it's easier said than done.
It's hard to keep your heart open. It is really hard.
It's easier to go, do you know what? It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, and it's not my fault.
But the thing is as well, though, right, this might sound pretty... if this sounds horrible, I don't mean it to, but it's like on one of the other stations, which I refer to quite often, which is totally inferior to this one, they have a sex and relationship show.
Yeah.
And before I found talk radio, I must admit I'm not really a fan of the Women's Hour either, but they're on at the same time. So I do tend to sort of listen very briefly, occasionally, to that relationship show. And when I hear people on there going on about their sexual problems, but those people sound anything less than, a model or whatever. If they just, if they sound sort of like, what am I trying to say here? If they sound like they're a little bit, for example, not the best looking person in the world, for example.
Yeah.
You can pick up things from their voice and you sort of, you get an image building up in your head of what that must look like. And I find myself getting really offended by that.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not something that is on offer to me, and so therefore it shouldn't be on offer to you. I don't want to hear about it. Do you know what I mean? And I get really indignant and offended by that.
Resentful, and that's natural that you'd feel like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Totally natural.
Because the thing is, when you think about, like, adult pastimes, you automatically think of porno models. You know, you don't think of the ordinary looking person on the street having a sex life. It's weird, it really does bug me, and it really does get me down. But
right, this is not going to help you at all. I mean, we need to wind this up because we're fast approaching the end. And I would love to speak to you about this again if you can bring yourself to talk about it. But from what I know about you, you are a charming, pleasant, completely approachable sort of person. And I understand that it's become difficult for you. But please keep the faith and please don't think of yourself as being hideous, because I'm pretty sure you're far from that.
Well, you know, maybe. It's a lot more than a phone call on the radio is going to do. But at the end of the day, my side in our relationship is that I love listening to you guys, and I respect you and all the other listeners that have got their little problems. We're all, like I said before, I think we're all part of a huge dysfunctional family.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And thanks for being there. Okay. And like I said the other day, you're doing a brilliant job. Katie, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
A bit of follower since the word and everything else, and blah, blah, blah. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for trusting us. We really appreciate it. Let's talk again.
Yes, please do.
Cheers then, Simon. Wow.
Yeah, that was great. That was really brave.
To
make himself vulnerable.
That's the thing
like
about
that.
This time of night, isn't it? That people do confide in you. And that's someone we've spoken to so many times, I had no idea he had that lingering, you know. There. I'm so glad he could say it out loud, hopefully in a way that helps a small part.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.